Well, a wild night of softball Thursday night out at Rock Ridge. The Rockets win 11-9, and I guess they always talk about in softball, it's down to the 21st out. You're able to get that and walk out of here with a win tonight.
Yeah. At practice, we play a game called 21 where we have to get 21 consecutive outs or we drop back down to zero, and it was definitely like that tonight. You know, we're battling quite a few injuries right now, we've thrown some, you know, our Maddie and our Yaya quite a bit this week, so we're trying to give them some rest and didn't want to have to use them against Sherrard. So we had Grace, and we said, hey, we're gonna go the distance with her and believe in her, and she did a good job finishing. It just took us a while.
Well, and why don't you talk about what you've been able to accomplish this week? Because you go Monday Sherrard 5-3, you go Tuesday UT 6-3, 13 innings, you lose, come back 1-0 last night over Moline, and then have to play kind of a knockdown, drag out, grind it out win today against Sherrard again Thursday, and I know you wrap up the week tomorrow with Kewaunee, so it's been a challenging week.
Right, and we've kind of seen everything this week. You know, we've seen a ton of runs, we've seen hardly no runs, we've seen tight games, we've seen long games, we've seen good umpiring, bad umpiring, you name it, we've seen it all this week. But I think the biggest thing that I'm happy about this week is the guts that they've shown and the resolve that our kids have shown and kind of show what they're made of as far as, you know, not just softball skills, but personality-wise. I'm very, very happy with the composure that our kids have shown and that they haven't given up. Today, I think, you know, in the sixth inning, we kind of backed off a little bit, which we talked about how we can't do that. You know, we had a chance, 11-4 lead, and we had a chance to, you know, try to score three and end the game right there, and we just kind of put the brakes on. So we got to get better at that. But, you know, every game we've learned a lot about ourselves, and I think this week is really preparing us for the, you know, the final third of the season.
Well, and I know that's officially win number 99 for your senior group. I'm talking about 99 wins in four years, and most of those kids have been on the varsity roster. Well, that's a pretty good number for 4 years for those seniors in the softball program. We'll elaborate on what that means.
Well, I've got six seniors, and four of them have started pretty much every game since they've been freshmen, and then the other two have been pulled up for spot starts, and we're on the, you know, the playoff roster. So and that was my first year here, and so we've kind of grown and had our growing pains together, so it means a lot because they're like family to me. But I don't know that many kids, other than like a Liz Watkins, can say, I had 100 wins, or maybe 110. It depends on how far we go. I don't know. Not many kids can say that. And we talked about it about a week ago, and they kind of shook their head and tried to do the math. They're like, we really did? So it's pretty cool, and I think it's a great accomplishment for them. It says a lot about their commitment. We talk a lot about the word commitment here, and it says a lot about their commitment and the commitment of their parents to help build this program up into what it is, as well as, you know, everybody else who supports our program.
All right, and I was going to ask you about, you know, the lineup, you know, is 1-9 is pretty tough, and you know, I think you noticed that with how Sherrard approached this game pitching wise today. But the middle of your order today, and I thought especially Swanson, her senior year, she's trying to put a Liz Watkins season up there, who caught here. What I think I have run officially now after tonight, 38 or 39 runs batted in, and there's a lot of season. There's a lot of season left. And she doesn't get cheated, at least in the at-bats I've seen this year. What do you say about, I mean, she must be seeing basically a beach ball pitched to her every at-bat. So what about her season so far?
And it doesn't matter what kind of pitcher we're facing either. If it's a pitcher with velocity or a pitcher with movement, a pitcher moves the ball in and out, up, down, slow, she does a really good job making her adjustments. And I think her goal is to erase Liz Watkins off the leaderboard, you know, and Coach Liz would just be extremely ecstatic to have her do that. And I think, you know, Yaya's the same way. Yaya, you know, last year was had broken the single-season hits record until we get to state, and Aaron Lingle takes the lead and breaks it. And I have a feeling Yaya's going to be right there with that again this year, as well as runs scored and doubles and RBIs as well. So, you know, I'm very fortunate to have those kind of bangers in the middle of our lineup who come up and they produce and they do a good job of situational hitting and driving in runs.
All right. Nice going this week.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's John Nelson with us on WRMJ.